Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. Rosters for this year's Blue Gold game will be set tomorrow. For the third straight year, the Fighting Irish will use a back-and-forth draft to determine teams. The draft will take place tomorrow morning at 9:15 and will stream on FightingIrish.com and YouTube. The recipient of the number one pick will be determined by a coin flip. Running backs coach Dellen McCullough is the coach of the gold team, while defensive line coach Al Washington will coach the blue team. This is the third year the two coaches will square off against each other, with each winning a game. Coverage of the blue-gold game will start at 12:30 Saturday on your home for Notre Dame football, Sports Radio 960 WSBT. The college football transfer portal opened yesterday and included a surprise for Notre Dame. Starting punter Bryce McPherson announced yesterday that he's entering the portal. McPherson started 12 games for the Irish in 2023 and averaged over 45 yards per punt. McPherson's departure means that Notre Dame is left with two options currently on the roster, walk-on Chris Salerno and 30-year-old Eric Goins, who last played a college game in 2015 at the Citadel. Goins spent the last 7 years as an Army officer and joined the team this winter as a graduate transfer.
Right side, that's a hit! Back-to-back right-handers give the Tigers a 3-2 lead.
Audio from Bally Sports Detroit. Gio Urshela had an RBI single, and Matt Vierling scored on a wild pitch in the eighth inning to put Detroit ahead, and the Tigers continued their solid play to beat the Texas Rangers 4-2. Casey Mize, making his first home start since April 9, 2022, went six innings, allowing two runs and five hits. Mize missed most of the 2022 season and the entire 2023 campaign after Tommy John surgery and a back operation. Meantime, Detroit's bullpen improved to 8-2 on the season with a 1.69 ERA. Ketel Marte hit a tying solo homer with two outs in the ninth, and Randall Grichuk won it with a pinch-hit RBI double in the tenth, lifting the Arizona Diamondbacks to a wild 12-11 victory over the Chicago Cubs. Michael Busch's five-game streak with a homer ended. The Cubs rookie, who tied a franchise record with his long ball streak, was 0-4 with a walk and run scored. The team split the first two games of the series, which both went into extra innings. They'll play the finale today. Beloit scored 10 unanswered runs through the middle frames and dropped the South Bend Cubs 11-5 yesterday afternoon. Today is another matinee between the two with first pitch at 12:10. Coverage starts at 11:50 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Carl Erskine, who pitched two no-hitters as a mainstay on the Brooklyn Dodgers and was a 20-game winner in 1953 when he struck out a then-record 14 in the World Series, died Tuesday. He was 97. The Anderson, Indiana native had a career record of 1.22-78 and an ERA of 4 with 981 strikeouts. Whitey Herzog, the Hall of Fame manager who guided the St. Louis Cardinals to three pennants and a World Series title in the 80s, has died. He was 92. Under Herzog, the Cards won pennants in 1982, 85, and 87, and the World Series in 1982, when they edged the Milwaukee Brewers in seven games. Herzog also managed the Kansas City Royals to division titles in 1976, 77, and 78. A woman who accused former Major League pitcher Trevor Bauer of sexual assault has been indicted by a grand jury in Arizona on felony charges of fraudulent schemes and theft by extortion. Darcy Adana Esimonu filed a lawsuit against Bauer in 2022, later updated in 2023, alleging that he sexually assaulted her in 2020, which led to an unplanned pregnancy. Bauer countersued Esimonu for fraud, saying she was attempting to harass and extort money from him in the wake of similar allegations made by three other women.
Here's LeBron barreling down the middle all the way, laying up and in. Lakers back up by three. Left side McCollum for three. No good. Rebound almost stolen by Herb Jones, but AD took it away from him, and LeBron's got it. LeBron attacks the rim again, lay it up and in. LeBron is just like a runaway train.
Audio from ESPN Radio. LeBron James had 23 points, 9 assists, and 9 rebounds, and the Lakers secured the 7th seed in the West with a 110-106 victory over the Pelicans in the Western Conference play-in tournament. New Orleans' Zion Williamson, who is dominant with 40 points and 11 rebounds in his playoff debut, missed the final 3 minutes of the game with a left leg injury. His status was unclear heading into a do-or-die play-in finale against Sacramento on Friday night to decide the eighth seed in the Western Conference playoffs.
Into the corner, Murray three, good! Jackson Davis was late to close out. Keegan Murray, 7 of 12 from deep and a game-best 29.
Keegan Murray scored 32 points. De'Aaron Fox added 24 as the Kings stayed alive in the play-in tournament, eliminating the Warriors with a 118-94 victory last night. The first series of the NBA playoffs could prove to be a challenging one for the Milwaukee Bucks. Multiple reports say the team is preparing to be without the services of two-time league MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo for, at the very least, the start of their seven-game series against the Indiana Pacers. The team is said to be hopeful, however, that the star's left calf strain will let up enough to allow him to play later in the series. The Detroit Red Wings were knocked out of playoff contention once again last night. Patrick Kane scored the shootout winner in a 5-4 Detroit win over the Montreal Canadiens in their regular season finale, completing a comeback after a dramatic game-tying goal from David Perrin with 3.3 seconds left in regulation. But it didn't matter. The Red Wings entered the night tied with Washington for the East's second wildcard spot, but the Capitals held the tiebreaker over Detroit with more regulation wins. Washington beat Philadelphia 2-1 in regulation. The Vegas Golden Knights moved into third place in the Pacific Division after defeating the Chicago Blackhawks 3-1. The Blackhawks season wraps up tomorrow night in Los Angeles against the Kings. On Monday, a report was leaked claiming that Rory McIlroy had been offered a staggering $850 million to ditch the PGA Tour and move over to LIV Golf. Yesterday, everybody and their brother tried to distance themselves from that report and emphatically deny it. Sean O'Flaherty, McIlroy's agent, called the story fake news and said there was zero truth to it. McIlroy said it's, quote, never been a conversation with us, unquote, and that he honestly doesn't know how these things get started because he's never been offered a number from LIV.
Mostly cloudy today with showers and thunderstorms right in the middle of the day with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujol.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.